Well, Coach, your reaction to the loss in Regina last night?
Terrible. It's absolutely terrible. We're embarrassed as a team and we embarrassed our organization yesterday, how we played yesterday. That's something that no one in our room and our coaching staff are happy the way we played last night. We played 10 minutes of decent hockey to start the game. They scored one lucky goal, so to speak, and then after that it was just all Regina last night. And we're not happy by any means the way we played last night, and we're very lucky we get an opportunity tonight to rebound from that.
What in particular stood out from what you saw from your team last night?
Well, for the first time all year that we didn't compete, and that's something we haven't seen all year long. Maybe another game also too in Victoria. That's the only two times that where our team just didn't compete, and they got up and got on us, and they didn't let up. They just kept coming and kept coming, and we didn't compete here. So that's one of the things that we were very, very upset about after the game, and something that we addressed last night when we got home, and also today in our pregame video.
From a defensive standpoint, again, you mentioned the Victoria game. Other than that, and these two games, you guys don't give up a lot of goals, and you're rarely out of a game by any distance. So was it just the compete, you think, that was responsible for that, or were there some things you guys were doing wrong from a system standpoint yesterday? Or
no, it was all about compete. It's something that the things that we were beat on last night were exactly that. They were hungry on pucks. They came out of the corners with pucks. We were not protecting our net front area. Those are the type of things that we go over on a daily basis. And for times when we play Regina, the first game, we were very good at that. Even for the first 10, 12 minutes of the game last night, we were very good. And all of a sudden, we imploded, and we just lost any type of momentum. And our boys, for whatever reason last night, just couldn't get it back. And a game against a team like that, you can get out of hand real quick. So that's something that the thing that we've talked about more than anything. To be a top team in this league, you have to be able to, handle those pressures and deal with that adversity that happens throughout a game here. And Sean, for the most part, we've been really good at that all year long, and that's something that we readdressed again also too. It's like one game is not going to define your season by any means, but we're certainly not going to accept the type of effort that we had last night in Regina.
I was interested watching the game because there has been so much hype about them, and they're good, but they're also very straight ahead from what I saw. Shots, drive the net. Take the puck from the corner, drive the net. It's not a lot of fancy places. Is that a good reminder? Because you say that all the time. You can have skill, but you got to score from right in the net front.
Yeah, there's no, it's not, we always say, it's not rocket science. It's something very straightforward, too, and it's a lot of times it's coming down to the compete level between two teams on the ice, and those five guys on each team on the ice competing for space, and they dominated us in that aspect last night. But again, Sean, we do also have a 24-hour rule within our club here, too. After a win, you enjoy it for 24 hours. After a loss, you get upset about it, you evaluate it, and then it's done and over with. So it's time for us to move on, and we're not even thinking about that game last night. We're just going forward for against Lethbridge tonight here. But having said that, we don't forget that feeling that we had after the game last night, how angry and embarrassed we were.
Do you feel like you guys need to get more pucks to the net when you have the opportunity to?
Yeah, we just got to put more pucks and people towards the net, and that's something that will help us out here. But it had nothing to do with scoring last night. We had chances, but it had all about last night was our game was competing.
Lethbridge is another fast, skilled team, and they're on a real tear right now. And you've seen them pretty good as well, given they played well against you in a very good back-and-forth game in their building. What do you expect from the matchup here tonight?
Well, they're as hot as any team in the league right now. So the speed and the tempo of tonight's game will be no different than what we've seen over the last two games against Regina here. So, again, we got to be ready to skate. And when you're skating, good things happen here. So that's something we haven't prepared for, and something will happen tonight for sure.
You're going with 7D again and 11 forwards. What is it you like about that lineup?
Well, it just gives us different options. You know, I can insert maybe another forward into another position with some of our maybe our younger players. Also, too, a little bit of stability in our defensive zone coverage. Also, too, and you know, Matthew Stanley, like he's played pretty happy. We've been pretty happy with him. You know, okay, outside of the game last night, 8-1, where we're not overly pleased with everybody, but he still competed last night too. He was still taking the body and stuff like that. So that's something we know we can have from him every single night here, and it helps give us a little bit of depth on the back end if one of our guys are not, you know, up to form that night.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
Manny Viveros, the head coach and director of player personnel for the Swift Current Broncos. Up next, it's the first period from the Credit Union Iplex between the Broncos and the Lethbridge Hurricanes. Only two more games, including tonight, at home before the holiday break. This is Robertson Family Group, Swift Current Broncos Hockey on the Eagle 94.1.